Democrat Somali candidate avoids specific responses on alleged immigration fraud. By Neil Munro on October 25, 2018. Minnesota school records provide more evidence for the allegation that the Democrats candidate in a Minneapolis district may have committed immigration fraud to help her Somali brother, says a report by PJ Media. Ilhan Omar is a Somali immigrant who mobilized Minneapolis Somali immigrant population in 2016 to win a state election primary against a 22-term, pro-immigration Democrat, Phyllis Khan. Now a state representative, Omar is also running in the state's 5th congressional district, which is held by retiring Representative Keith Ellison, and which is overwhelmingly Democratic. She has pushed far-left policies and a pro-migration agenda, which was ignored during a brief debate hosted by Minnesota Public Radio with the GOP candidate, Republican activist Jennifer Zielinski. During her 2016 race, investigators dug up much evidence that Omar married her brother in 2009, possibly breaking several laws. In December 2017, she legally divorced the person alleged to be her brother. The new evidence was found in the state's school records, which show that a student with a very similar name to Omar's husband was registered as a student, PJ Media reported. According to official student enrollment records archived by St. Paul Public Schools in the state of Minnesota, Anamit Ann Elmi was enrolled as a senior in the class of 2003 at Arlington Senior High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, from September 6, 2002, until June 10, 2003. He graduated and received a diploma. The enrollment record states that Ahmed and Elmi was born on April 4, 1985. Both Ilhan Omar's 2009 marriage documents and her 2017 divorce proceedings state that Ahmed knew Asad Elmi was born on April 4, 1985. After the report was posted, Omar's tweeted a criticism of independent media but did not offer evidence that her former legal husband is not her brother. In mid-October, the Associated Press reported on Omar's reaction to billboard advertisements which highlighted the possible crime. Last week, Minnesota Republicans in the 5th District began a digital billboard campaign and launched a website that highlights the allegations, many of which were first raised by conservative media outlets in 2016 as Omar was running for her seat in the Minnesota legislature. Omar broadly denied the allegations in a statement to the Associated Press, but declined to provide documents or answer specific questions when pressed. "We choose not to further the narrative of those who oppose us," Omar's statement said, adding that she believes the claims are being made by people who want to stop a black, female Muslim from sitting in Congress. Under President Donald Trump, federal agencies have begun to prosecute more cases of immigration fraud, including cases of chain migration fraud among Somalis living in Minnesota.